It is Paradise Ridge and the Dead Mule popping up as Mule Redux, formerly known as 40 Acres and the Clone Mule. What to do? I think in the next set, we are going to play, instead of Auld Lang Syne, we're going to play also Sprecht Zarathustra on kazoos, and then a little thing about WikiLeaks, and then a song called Who Would Jesus Bomb from a crazy, wonderful folk singer, David Rovix. Do Believe is his name. It's the Mule Show.
Or two a day keeps the new world order at bay. A glitch in the matrix showing the gutter of reality. Global order needs a fix. People's trust a fatality. Shooting messengers, burning witches. No use against further glitches. WikiLeaks once in a while, like sticky beaks, make me smile. A WikiLeak now and then helps keeping pigs in the pen.
Political convention, talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and mom. Well, I've just got one question and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Syrians, 'cause they're not Jews like him. Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Who would Jesus bomb? And on the battleships, I've seen you in the house upon the hill. And I've heard you talking about making the world safer and about all the men you have to kill. And you speak so glibly about your civilization and how you have the moral higher ground. While halfway around the world, your explosives smash the buildings. Ah, if you could only hear the sound. But maybe Jesus would sell landmines and turn on his electric chair. Maybe Jesus would show no compassion for his enemies in the lands way over there. Maybe Jesus would have flown the planes that killed the kids in Vietnam. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes, I hear you shout with confidence as you praise the Lord, and you talk about this God you know so well. You talk of Armageddon and your final victory when all the evil forces go to hell. Well, you'd best hope you've chosen wisely on the right side of the Lord, and when you die, your conscience, it is clear. You'd best hope your atom bombs are better than the sword at the time when your reckoning is here. Cause I don't think Jesus would send gunships into Bethlehem or jets to race the towns of Timorese. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. And I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm. So tell me, who would Jesus bomb?
Thank you. Freedom unlocks, stems from walk away. You gotta hold your time, you gotta hit them with the right away. Maybe black, 254, intellect or sane. Either way it's same, either way it's gotta mean. Red system might beat you in, but I ain't about that kind. Answer me with the rhythm of a body that was born to lose two times. Try to hide, but they have to have some more dead sands. You might be right, like a pony to win. Poison dandy, not one crime. Mix both down cross, sticking better the line. The flavor might be missing, but he asked to cross that anyway. You can bet he could fiddle with the promise and the power of another day.
all the money's gone. The days we spend go on and on. Shit. The young youth. The working youth. We'll be right back.
glad, there's none that's sad. And on the first day of a brand new year, I slept and slept in my dream. Giant turtles roam the sky. Me and my girls, the first one took such a long time. She asked me why, she told me no, then she told me I should go. But I loved her so I stayed on through the years. The next one was faster than dreams. I won't forget,
one element only. wanted to go back, I lost the way. So she beckoned me to lie beneath the stone that always bore my name. And we say the world isn't dying. And we pray that the world isn't dying. Just maybe the world isn't dying. Maybe she's heavy with child. One morning we woke up in an alley to the smell of urine, alcohol, trash and gasoline. With a dim sense of a notion, we'd held something in our hands that was bigger than us or God, and we can never touch again. And we say that the world isn't dying. And we pray that the world isn't dying. And just maybe the world isn't dying. I've been looking at the symptoms for a while. Maybe she's heavy with child.
That was Jason Webley with the last song. Before that, we had Shockabilly, a Eugene Chadbourne song. Eugene was on guitar and vocals on that one. He wrote it Happy New Year from the Vietnam album, also with a sound montage from the same album called Our Metapsychosis. Sonic Youth did Flower from a 12-inch single. Sonic Youth before that, I Dreamed from a 12-inch EP. Death Valley 69 EP. The Melvins did Revolve, a re-recording of the tune Revolve from the Electric Retard album. There's another version on a previous Melvins album. Painters and Dockers did Guns for Fun, Love Planet was the name of the album. That came out in 1985. Band from Australia. The Swamp Zombies did Cold Fables from the Fink album. David Rovix did Who Would Jesus Bomb. Kaput Radio did WikiLeaks sort of poem, wiki poem. And we started with the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra doing also Sprach Zarathustra. All here on The Mule Show. Get down to here. Thanks for tuning in. Good night. Goodbye.